You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Supported by families, for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Klinger! Sir! How dare you wear that hat while in uniform?
It's spring, sir!
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 24 degrees in Flemington, and despite what the weather looks like outside, it is going to be spring tomorrow evening. Forecast for today is sunny with a high of 42, and then it's going to go down to 23 tonight, and the snow is going to move in for Friday with an accumulation of 3 to 5 inches. Snow mainly before 8 a.m., but on Saturday, it's going to go up to 47 and all that snow is going to melt, making for a pleasant Sunday with a high of 39.
So still and so cold.
Now, Mary, did you take a real close look at anything? Did you cut away a bit of the bark and have a real good look at it? Mary, the strongest roses will fair thrive on being neglected if the soil's rich enough. They'll grow and spread till they're a wonder.
Venus might be alive, but how can we tell?
Oh, I can tell if the thing is wick.
Wick? I've heard friends...
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll talk about the Friends of HCL Book Sale, Maker's Day, Comic Fest, the HCL Outdoor Art Show. Jennifer tells us how to get an 80-year-old woman to say the F word. Just get another 80-year-old woman to say bingo. Upcoming programs, new DVDs, current displays, and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Welcome to all our listeners out there. What are we listening to, Jennifer?
This is from the musical The Secret Garden a few years ago, many years ago at this point. It's called Wick. And if you walk around outside, especially toward the evening on a bright sunny day, you can kind of feel the earth coming alive again and the trees wanting to blossom and bud. And so that's what this song is
from.
I
have not felt that yet. But I'll take your word for it, Jennifer.
Take my word for it, Jim.
Did you say it was going to snow tomorrow in your weather forecast?
I did. I am so sad.
The earth will be going back to sleep. Okay, this is the Library Show. Jennifer, what is our call-in number?
Our call-in number is... Stop leaving the CDs on top of the call-in number. 908-237-0410. Or you can email the show at jtandthebookworm@gmail.com.
Let's first talk about what programs we have coming up this week at the Hunterdon County Library in the North County Branch. We have an afternoon concert today. The Hunterdon County Library, Fred Miller returns at 2 p.m. The main library on Route 12 in Flemington. He'll be singing about Oscar snubs. I don't have the flyer in front of me, Jennifer. Do you have it?
I do.
A brief description, please.
Very brief. The countless movie song classics not ever nominated for an Oscar.
So I'm assuming Over the Rainbow won in 1939, so whatever the other four, maybe you can look that up.
I will look that up.
Whatever Oscar's songs for snub for best song, I guess. Is that what he's performing? If you don't know who Fred Meller is, he is a singer, pianist, narrator that has been performing at the Hunterdon County Library for over 20 years. Very popular with our elder residents. It's an afternoon concert. We have plenty of room today, so if you're in the area and you want to stop by and check out it, it's 2 p.m. the Hunterdon County Library. Tonight we have a program at the North County Branch Library. It's called Impressionism and America with Michael Norris, Ph.D. As French Impressionism waned in the 1890s, American Impressionism strengthened, going strong right into the 1920s. Michael Norris will discuss how collectors' tastes, overseas travel by artists, and domestic art colonies helped inspire the works of American Impressionists such as Mary Cassatt, Child Hassam, and William Merritt Chase. So that is once again tonight, Thursday, March 19th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, which is located at 65 Halsted Street in Clinton. All our programs are free and open to the public. If you want to guarantee that you get a seat, you can call ahead of time, 730-6135. Next Tuesday, Jennifer, the Hunterdon County Garden Club, or the North County Branch Garden Club, meets again. This is Tuesday, March 24th at 7 p.m. The topic this month is coping with deer with Master Gardener Rolf Margano. I think that's all we need to say about that. The NCB Garden Club is dropping. Feel free to come on by. Once again, Tuesday, March 24th at 7 p.m.
And this Saturday, we have Maker's Day. It is Maker's Day throughout New Jersey, and libraries across the state are celebrating. And the headquarters, the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library will have a variety of activities lined up for you. At the North County Branch Library, there is Squishy Circuits. Squish, mold, create, then light them up. And this will be the East Amwell Senior Girl Scout Troop. We'll be teaching circuitry skills using Play-Doh and squishy circuit kits. And that is suggested for ages 6 and up. They will also have bricks for kids, building with Legos. Local resident and owner of Bricks for Kids, Jim Brown, will hold classes on building motorized models with Legos. There are also going to be Game U video game design with Game U. Take apart RoboStrom robots, modernized models. There's an entire list and schedule of events.
There's an incredible amount of
on our webpage.
Programs going. So, yeah, check out our webpage. I was just going to say that, Jennifer.
And just South County Branch is also going to have bookmark making. The Holcomb Jemison Farm is going to have a display including spinning, spinning wool.
And
so it's
that
not
also
just
is on our webpage.
It is.
aclibrary.us. Anything we talk about, you can follow along at home on our webpage, aclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar on the bottom right corner of our homepage, and all of these programs that we're talking about will come up. And we have one more big program next Wednesday, Jennifer. Beth Coleman Band visits us. If you haven't heard them, they're a very popular local bluegrass band made up of seasoned bluegrass musicians from New Jersey and the Lehigh Valley. Very popular always. I think we still have a little room left.
Right before we left, I checked.
Okay. If you would like to guarantee you that you get a seat, you can actually online, if you're following along, go to our events calendar, and you can reserve a seat there or call the Hunterdon County Library at 788-1434. So if you've never heard the Beth Coleman Bluegrass Band, maybe they were suggesting, Jennifer and I were just in a radio meeting, and they were suggesting things we could do. We could have brought Beth Coleman up on Bluegrass on YouTube, I mean.
We can.
So maybe start thinking of things to that. So Jennifer and I make a little program that we were just in the radio meeting. So I think we're going to start promoting our show, Jennifer. I want to thank all our listeners, but the family's going to grow here, Jennifer. I'm going to start promoting it in earnest. The gauntlet was thrown down, I believe, in that meeting.
Yes.
And I accept the challenge.
Okay.
So I will start promoting this show, and we will start building our listenership. Jennifer especially, hasn't taken it very seriously.
I sure have. Every time you cover up the flyer that's on the bulletin board, I uncover it.
Yeah, so that's the one place. But we'll make a presence on Facebook, Twitter.
Is that thing plugged in?
What is
the camera that's pointing on you?
I hope so. I'm very photogenic from the back. Okay, so that's once again Beth Coleman. Okay, Jennifer, what other tips do you think we can... If anybody has any tips how we can improve our radio show...
Jeremiah, no need to call. We'll talk
anybody
on Saturday.
But Jeremiah.
Something else coming up this week. This is tomorrow. I don't know what they're doing about snow. But we often talk about workforce investment board programs we have here. At the Greater Raritan One-Stop Career Center, the Greater Raritan Workforce Investment Board will be opening up a branch in Hunterdon County, and there's an open house tomorrow. It's Friday, March 20th from 10 to 2 p.m. at 6 Gaunt Place in Flemington, right next to the medical center, building 2, lower level. Come learn about the free services they provide for job seekers and businesses. 12 to 2 looks like the biggest walk around, talk to the networking. At 10 o'clock, there'll be some opening remarks. John King, the director of the Hunterdon County Board of Chosen Freeholders, will be there from 11:15 until 11. There will be some people from the Workforce Investment Board will be sharing some job searching and interviewing tips from an employer's interview. From 11 to 12, there'll be first group, first transit, on-site employee recruitment session. And then from 12 to 2, there'll be networking and information booths. So stop by and find out about these free program services and resources for job seekers and businesses.
Thank you, Jennifer. Why don't we go to our first commercial break a little early?
Because we were admonished about doing that just 5 minutes ago.
What were we admonished about?
We need to stick to the time. I guess since it's not the beginning or the end, it's okay.
This is...
The time, the middle's okay.
That's splitting hairs, okay. Jennifer. Jennifer fell asleep in the meeting. Tell our listeners.
No, the president and I were making...
Okay, so
sport.
We have a few commercial messages. We'll be back with more Library Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving. And join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. This music sounds a little loud, Jennifer. Okay, thank you. Did you just back it off a little bit?
I just backed it off.
With a little wheel on the mouse that we were talking about in that meeting?
She's holding something off that.
Okay, this is Today in History. One of our listeners' favorite parts of the show. Today is March 19th. I'll give you some events, Jennifer, some events that happened, and our listeners, of course. See if you can see what happened.
Play along at home.
This day in history. Today, as I said, is March 19th, Jennifer. Okay, we'll start with the year 1687. A little bit before Jennifer's time.
Just a tad.
Okay, Jennifer, Explorer de Salle, De La Salle, mm-hmm. You know, remember him, mm-hmm. kind of? He was famous for searching for the mouth of the Mississippi River. He claimed the Mississippi River Valley for the French. What happened on this date in his life?
He got married. He died. I don't know.
Ended. Correct.
He died.
He was killed by his own men, Jennifer.
Terrible.
I don't
but it's
know
likely
why.
To happen at the library.
A mutiny. I think they were lost on the Mississippi River. I don't think he ever found the mouth of the Mississippi River.
I don't think so.
Was lost on it. I guess it didn't. I don't know what happened, but his men weren't happy, obviously, Jennifer. Okay. March 19th, 1918. Jennifer, the U.S. Congress establishes time zones and what else on this date?
Daylight savings.
Correct.
Time.
1918 is when that was established.
Which I'm really opposed to because. In an unscientific experiment, I turn more lights on in the morning when it's dark than I do at night.
In a week, it's not going to matter, Jennifer. March 19th, 1920, Jennifer. The United States Senate rejects the Treaty of Versailles for the second time. My question is, when they finally accept it, what was the Treaty of Versailles?
It was the treaty ending World War I.
Correct. Very good. Okay, Jennifer, in 1931, on March 19th, this is legalized in Nevada.
Legalized to know polygamy.
I'm looking for gambling, Jennifer. I thought that was a layup.
Oh, that
for
was
you.
Utah. Why is it a layup?
March 9th, because it's Nevada. You know,
yeah,
Las
you're right.
Vegas.
I'm thinking I got confused with Utah.
Okay, Jennifer. In 1941, on March 19th, a little World War II trivia for you. The 99th Pursuit Squadron, the first all-black unit of the U.S. Army Air Corps, is activated. My question, what was their nickname?
Oh, I am in so much trouble if I don't know this. Oh, my gosh.
Jennifer's husband's a big World War II buff.
Yeah, and we've got books on this, and I can see the book, and I can see the cover. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Jennifer.
Tell me.
For the
give me the first letter.
Our listeners.
Give the first letter.
I'm just going to give it to
no,
you.
No, give me the first letter.
T. We're looking for the
Tuskegee Airmen.
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Tuskegee Airmen.
Okay, Jennifer, relax over there. Relax.
Sorry.
Okay.
Don't you know when you know something and you can't get it out?
It's just riveting radio. Thank you.
Oh, stop it.
March 19th, 1945, Jennifer. Another World War II trivia for you.
We really can't have the camera on us.
Since you're so good at it. Adolf Hitler issues his Nero Decree. My question is, what was his Nero Decree?
Was this where he's like the Holy Roman Empire? He's expanding his coverage of Europe?
No.
Okay.
What was Nero famous for?
Oh, when he burned, watching Rome burn.
He ordered all industries, military installations, shops, transportation facilities, and communication facilities in Germany destroyed. Okay, Jennifer, 1954. Who? This is March 19th. Who set a world record by running 526 consecutive balls without a miss during a straight pool exhibition in Springfield, Ohio? The record still stands today. He knocked in 526 consecutive balls.
The only pool player I vaguely could come up with would be Minnesota Fats, and that's the wrong age.
Incorrect. We're looking for Willie Moscone.
Oh, he
ring
was
a bell?
Yeah, but I didn't know he was a pool player.
March 19th, 1962, this highly influential artist released his first album.
Bob Dylan.
Very good.
Thank you.
Excellent, Jennifer. March 19th, 1966, this college becomes the first basketball team to win the Final Four with an all-black starting lineup. They made a movie called Glory Road about this team. Texas Western.
Nope, wouldn't have gotten it.
Since the NCAA tournament is starting today, who is your prediction to win it all, Jennifer?
I always go with Gonzaga.
They're actually a number two seed. They're very high this year.
But probably
you,
Kentucky.
Have you been following college basketball at all?
No, I always look at the brackets and, you know.
Okay.
Look for Gonzaga.
So the heavy favorite...
Kentucky, right?
It's the University of Kentucky, who are undefeated, trying to be the first team to go undefeated for an entire season since 1976.
That would be pretty amazing.
It would be amazing in this day and age. So the Wildcats of Kentucky are the heavy favorites, Jennifer.
But didn't they have some preliminary games on Tuesday?
Yeah, play-in games. Correct. Very good, Jennifer. But now the final
Field
of 64 is set.
My father's alma mater, the Jaspers.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, and finally, name recognition. People born or died on this date. I know who they are just by looking at their name. Do you? Let's see. Born on March 19th, 1848. Wyatt Earp.
He was a sheriff, a Western sheriff.
Okay. Anything else? That's it, Jennifer?
There's
been 50 movies made about him.
I know. And books. And
no other...
Robert B. Parker has written...
What was his famous... What is he most famous for?
I don't know.
The gunfight at O.K. Corral.
O.K. Corral. How about that? Okay.
Our listeners know this very well. I love how Jennifer, once I start getting that answer, actually rushes and tries to beat
me. No. I repeat it because that way it goes into my head.
She thinks somehow in her mind that if she beats me to the end of the sentence...
I do not.
...that she had...
You are incorrect. I say it out loud to put it in my
March
head.
March 19th, 1891, Jennifer, Earl Warren was born.
He was a Supreme Court Chief Justice.
Very good. Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren. I just remember that because he was probably, when we were children, he was the Chief Justice, if I'm not mistaken. And you learned about him in school. 1936, Jennifer, Ursula Andress is born on March 19th.
Ursula Andress?
Andress.
Now, the only Ursulas I know are all...
She's an actress most famous for playing a Bond girl. 1944, Jennifer, Sirhan Sirhan, unfortunately, was born.
He was the man who killed Robert Kennedy.
That is correct. 1947, Glenn Close was born on this date.
She was an actress. She was in Dangerous Liaisons. She boiled the rabbit in...
Yeah, what was the name of that movie? I was trying to think of that. I couldn't remember.
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
I gave you two. I get an extra point for that.
No, you don't. That was easy. Fatal Attraction. That's what she's most famous for, is boiling that rabbit.
Oh, but can I also say, she played Nellie Forbush in a TV adaptation of South Pacific. She was way...
Bad or good?
Too old to be Nellie. Nellie Forbush is like...
I don't know who Nellie Forbush
a
is.
A young nurse in South Pacific.
We just lost Richard Gerstner as a listener if he was listening. Thanks, Jennifer.
Richard just told me he never listened. Never
okay, listened. Jennifer. And died on this date in 1950. Edgar Rice Burroughs.
He wrote Tarzan. He was an author.
Very good. That's what I was looking for. Quality answer.
Thank you.
And then finally, Jennifer, our last one of today, 1974. Anne Klein died.
She's a fashion designer.
Very good.
Thank you.
You did very well today.
I think I have Anne Klein shoes on right now, frankly.
Do you?
I do.
Check it out. Well, no, don't check it out now.
Today is also the... Well, no, tomorrow is the vernal equinox.
Okay.
What can you tell us about the vernal equinox?
It's the first day of spring.
It's the first day of spring, and there is equal hours of daylight and equal hours of...
And it happens during night. The fall equinox, too, correct?
It does. There will be a solar eclipse on Friday, and there will also be a supermoon.
Really? Quite an eventful celestial day.
A supermoon is a new or full or new moon that occurs during the moon's closest approach to the Earth on its elliptical orbit, according to AccuWeather.
So we're not going to see any of this stuff.
I know, right?
So what are we talking about?
The spring equinox, when the sun shines directly on the equator, occurs at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Friday.
Jennifer.
I know. This is very sad.
It's like talking about something that's happening on the planet Neptune. We don't. It doesn't matter because we're not going to be able to see it.
You have little faith. Why are you so down?
Some new DVDs, Jennifer. Because no, the gauntlet has been thrown down. We have to improve this radio show. I was reading between the lines in that meeting. They were not happy with your production.
Actually, they were very delighted with Jeremiah's phone calls.
Actually, I think most of the points they were making, I think our only sin is not promoting ourselves. That's our only sin.
I think so.
I mean, you do a fine job with that board, usually. Except when Danny Kaye wants to sing a song, then for some reason it drowns everything else out. Other than that, I think you do a fine job.
Thank you, Jim Thatch.
New DVDs at the Huntington County Library. You may or may not know that every month we add to our collection, the largest DVD collection in the county. I'm going on the limb to say that. Do you think that's true?
Yes.
Since we have no movie theaters, a lot of county residents take advantage of our extensive DVD collection. What's new as of March 2015? We've got Birdman. Which, is that already in there?
It is.
Did we neglect to mention we have a movie tonight?
We might have done, but I think it's full, so that could be why we did.
What movie do you know offhand? Jennifer will look that up while I tell you what movies we've added.
Might be Birdman, actually.
Horrible Bosses 2, I Love Trouble.
Oh, it's The Theory of Everything. No, yeah, The Theory of Everything.
The Interview, John Wick, Lucy. See, these are all current movies.
I would like to give you a little quick tip about Birdman.
What?
There's only...
spoiler alert?
No. There was a copy available. There aren't. It's
okay. Gone. So any of these DVDs, you can come by the library and see if they're there, or you can check out on our... on our webpage, hclibrary.us, our multifunctional webpage. Jennifer, how would they put a DVD on hold?
They would go to hclibrary.us and or ipac.hclibrary.us. But if you're at hclibrary.us, you want to click on the search a catalog in the upper
blue right box in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. Make this simple. Click on that. Put in the DVD you're looking for. It'll tell you if it's available already or if you have to put a hold on it.
Correct. You can just click...
a lot of ums over there for someone who's a librarian.
No, but you know what? This has changed. The pack has changed. And I will say, if you are in the Hampton area, the bookmobile will be in Hampton today starting at 2:30.
What are the odds someone is in the Hampton area and listening to us?
But listen, they have a copy of Birdman checked in. So if you go to the Hampton bookmobile today... at 2:30, you can get a copy of the Birdman.
Okay, so that's a quality tip for our listeners. Go to Hampton. What time is the bookmobile going to be there, Jennifer?
2:30 to 3:45.
Bring your library card, and you'll have a copy of Birdman in your hand.
Okay, so while you're looking at the Birdman record, on the upper right-hand side, it says Place Request. And you click on that. You type in your library card barcode.
And they'll hold it for you.
And the four digits.
So that's your other option. You can put a hold on it. Correct. I didn't mention that.
You started to, and then I couldn't find where the request
was. Right, because Jennifer is a shaky librarian at best.
There you go.
So you can put a hold on it. Where through our webpage, you put the hold on. The library, the circ desk will put it in the back for you. So just show up at the desk, say, have a hold. They'll bring it out to you. Pretty simple.
Right, and if like right now there are 171 holds on Birdman, but we have 19 copies, when your turn comes up, you'll get a call.
Or an email, or both?
Correct, however you have it set up.
Okay, Jennifer, other movies. St. Vincent, Sleepers from 1996, Summer's Tale, Trouble with the Truth, Whiplash is a new movie, Yankee Doodle Dandy. We did not have Yankee Doodle Dandy in our collection.
Jimmy Cagney.
Another thing you can do if you like to request, Jennifer, what if someone listening wants to request a movie that they don't see in our collection? What do they do?
They can go to our main library page, or you can do it from the pack. There is under reader services. It's not the, where is it?
Oh, for Christ's sakes,
well,
Jennifer.
No, you see, our we'll talk
well,
about
that's
our
something one. To deal with off the air. Okay, some nonfiction films.
There is a place where it says not at HCL. You click on that, and then you can submit a request or an interlibrary loan, and we'll decide if we're going to buy it or interlibrary loan it for you.
I have no comment right now. 200 Motels, some nonfiction films we've added. 200 Motels, The Internet's Own Boy. I don't know any of these movies, Jennifer. Life Itself, Some television. We also have a lot of television movies and series that you can borrow from the library. Banshee seasons 1 and 2. Episodes. Game of Thrones season 4. Glee. The Goldbergs. Nurse Jackie. Ray Donovan. I've seen that's a good series from Showtime. Rookie Blue. Shameless. Sons of Anarchy, which is a very popular series. Tell Me You Love Me season 1. And Twin Peaks, the complete series at the library. So stop by and check out our DVD collection next time you're through. There are also we have them at the South County Branch and North County Branch libraries as well. But we can ship them to each library. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in the South County area, can we?
Correct. We can. The only ones we cannot send them to are Flemington Public, Lambertville, or Milford. And I did find where the not at HCL is.
That's good, Jennifer.
Would you like to know? Under Reader Services, there's a Reader Services yellow box on the right-hand side of our page. And when you go to that page, on the right-hand side, there's a list of orange options, and one of them says not at HCL. Click on that, and you can either suggest a purchase.
Orange. Mm-hmm. I don't remember putting anything orange on our
webpage. Maybe they're red, but they're showing up orange on here.
Okay, Jennifer, we're halfway through the library show.
And you can click on suggest a purchase or interlibrary loan.
You've lost me. I wouldn't request a book that my life depended on it now.
Well, you haven't so far.
I've requested plenty of DVDs that you've ignored.
I don't purchase the DVDs, Jim Thatch.
Oh. Who does?
Allison.
Okay. So should they be...
Suggest a purchase...
Listeners look for Allison?
You should suggest a purchase on the webpage. Fill out the little form.
Okay.
The emails come to me, and then I send them to the selectors.
Yeah, Jennifer will screen it. If it's something she doesn't like, she throws it away.
If I see DVD in the line, I send it to Allison.
You better not be screening any of these.
I do not
things.
Screen any of them.
If I find out that you're screening...
I've just turned Jim off.
Okay, it's halfway through our show. Here's a second look at your weather today. 45 degrees and sunny. They're expecting snow tomorrow. Temperatures in the mid-30s. They're expecting like 5 inches, Jennifer.
What does Hunterdon County weather boy say?
I think 3 to 6 or something like that. And he's very accurate. He was a guest on the Big Seas show a couple days ago, or was it before that last big storm?
I think it was before
the last big storm. Weather clears off Saturday, 50 degrees would be the warmest day of the next 5, will be Saturday. 50 degrees and partly cloudy skies. And then Sunday, we're back in the 40s. Mostly sunny, both Sunday and Monday, with temperatures in the low 40s. Welcome to the Library Show. Jim Gannot, who got a lot of slaps on the back for his radio show in the meeting.
He did.
Just glad to hear Jim Gannot is a great guy. His show comes on at 12 noon, Taking Care of Business. So maybe we should listen, Jennifer, and get some tips.
I got a tip for you, Jim.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Okay, Jennifer, the Friends of HCL book sale. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about this a little bit. It's coming up. Well, first, the book drives are coming up. We need books to supply the sale. We have book drives coming up in April. I guess it's not coming up that soon, Jennifer.
Mm-mm.
We have two book drives this year on Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th. The book drives are at the South County Park Fairgrounds where the book sale will be. So that's the fairgrounds in Ringo's. If you have a substantial amount of books that you want to donate, you'll have to go to the fairgrounds on one of these 2 days. There'll be people there to unload your car for you. You won't even have to get out of your car. You'll have to load it, of course. There'll be nobody there. But we don't know where you live or we would load your car for you.
All right, call Jim Thatch. He'll come load your car.
Sure. Maybe. I'm not saying I wouldn't for sure. Jennifer, you totally derailed me. It's not good radio. If you have smaller amounts of books, you can just drop them off at any of the libraries, the headquarters library, the North County branch, or the South County branch, anytime between April 16th and April 24th. It says 1 or 2 bags, but just bring what you have. We'd be very happy if you donate a book, so we are not going to be too particular. The book sale itself, Jennifer, this year is in May. It used to be in April. It's in May this year at the fairgrounds on Saturday, May 2nd. Members get in from 8 to 10 and then general public from 10 to 5. Sunday, May 3rd, 10 to 3. And Sunday is always half price day. And then finally, Monday. We're having a Monday date this year, 9 to 12, which is a bag sale on Monday, which means what, Jennifer?
It means that there's a single price for all the books you can stuff in a bag.
What kind of bag? You can bring the bag? Garbage bag?
I don't know, garbage bag, like a shopping bag, I would imagine, okay. Or a reusable bag. I don't have the, I haven't heard the details on that yet.
That's an interesting idea. So if you are donating a book, real quick, this is what they do accept, hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, DVDs and video games, books on CD, no tapes, please, and CDs and sheet music. They can't accept LPs, Jennifer. Nope. FYI. No Time Life sets, no encyclopedias, no tapes, like I mentioned, no library book discards, and no Reader's Digest condensed books, which I still don't know why they don't accept that. That got me through high school. Condensed books.
Cliff Notes.
Okay, Jennifer, I'll pass the baton over to you. I know you're itching to say something.
I'm not itching to say anything.
I could talk about the art show if you're...
Would you talk about the art show?
Busy working
I'm
over
checking,
there.
I'm checking our email to see if we
Sorry
got any...
Sorry to bother you.
I'm checking the email to see if we got any...
Okay, Jennifer. The Hunterdon County Library Outdoor Art Show and Sale is starting to approach. It's Saturday, June 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. But we are accepting entries now. Only the first 75 artists entering will be accepted. We'll have to get Richard G. to hit him up again. Jennifer's not even paying attention.
I am. You're going to get
Welcome
Richard
to the library. They're starring Jim Thatch only. Exhibitors, we have three categories for exhibitors. Students, grade 7 through 12. Adults and adult professionals. There's a nominal entry fee. The categories are oils, acrylics, and tempera. Watercolors and pastels. Pencil, ink, and chalk, or a mixed media. The entry deadline is Friday, June 6th. But like I mentioned, we only accept the first 75 artists. And I know we have about... I think we have about 10 entries already, so...
Well, that's good.
It's starting to dwindle down. There'll be three judges. There'll be a best in show. There'll be ribbons and cash prizes for the winners. What you'll do is you'll get a section of snow fence. It'll be set up on the HCL lawn. You'll get that section of snow fence to put as much work up as you want. You can sell the work. We'll have a throng of people there interested to buy. Wallets out, ready to buy. We'll have some food. Hopefully the Girl Scouts, we're going to try to tap the Girl Scouts again to provide concessions. If you've ever heard the band Acoustic Road, they play often at the Old York Winery and other places around Hunterdon County and New Jersey, in Central Jersey. They will be performing at the Outdoor Art Show, and they are a great band. It's Jeff and Matt. I forget the last names off the top of my head. But they play like classic rock, a lot of good, easy listening stuff. Great band. So just to come and listen to them, even if we didn't have any art, would be worth the trip. And then we're also in conjunction with the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage is having a fair that day in Building 1. But they will also be set up outside as well, a couple tables. We're going to be working with them. So more information about that event when I get it.
And April is almost here. Yes. And in April, there's always a week, National Library Week, celebrating libraries. And this year, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are helping us celebrate. We're going to celebrate all month. They have donated money, and we have created four baskets. They'll be at the South County Branch Headquarters Library and North County Branch and on the Bookmobile. And once a day, if you come into the library and check out a book, the circulation desk will give you a slip. You fill out your name, address, and email address. And you put it in the little box, and it gives you a chance to win the basket for that location. And we're just asking one entry per day, please. But you come in every day and check out.
The basket includes a selection of assorted chocolates from the fudge shop.
The fudge shop. There are some tea bags with book-related themes. There is a limited edition Hunterdon County Library Frisbee. I saw a painter's cap, baseball cap. Friends of the Hunterdon County Library in there.
I also have a couple pocket calendars I'm going to add. What's so funny about that?
You always have a couple pocket calendars.
I don't get the joke, Jennifer. What are you trying to say?
The year's a quarter over, Jim.
So you have three quarters of a year left with a nice pocket calendar. Okay, never mind. I'll hold on to that pocket calendar.
Hold on to that pocket calendar, Jim Thatch. Would you like to hear about a new book?
Jennifer's book review? Do we have a commercial break coming up, Jennifer?
4 minutes.
Why don't we go to the commercial break right now?
Okay.
And we will come back with a book review. Jennifer will give us her semi-weekly book review right after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and the Distracted Jim Thatch. And as promised before the break, I'm going to give you my semi-weekly book review. The book I'm going to talk about is Where They Found Her. It's by Kimberly McCrate. It's coming out next month. It's being published by Harper. It is on the library's catalog, so it's available to have a hole placed on it. It is also on the current month's Library Reads list, libraryreads.org, where librarians throughout the country vote on their favorite books, and there's a short little annotation on there. The print edition's not available yet, but it is online. This is the author's second book, Reconstructing Amelia with her first, and this is a chilling tale with secrets that go back decades in a small northern New Jersey town, and it affects the lives of four women and their families in unforeseen ways. Molly and her husband, Justin, and their five-year-old daughter have just moved to Ridgedale, which is written as if it's Morristown or Madison. There's a college in it, which makes it more like Madison, but the geography sounds more like Morristown. Justin's just gotten a job at a university. Molly's normally the features writer for a local paper, but she's assigned to cover the story of a baby's body that was found on the outskirts of the campus, a story that is a little bit too close to home for Molly, who is still grieving for her stillborn baby. Then there's Barbara, the wife of a police chief who seems to have everything under control until her five-year-old son begins acting out and her 17-year-old daughter Hannah becomes more withdrawn. 16-year-old Sandy has dropped out of high school and is being tutored by Hannah for her GED. Sandy is also searching for her mother, Jenna, who has recently disappeared, taking Sandy's emergency money with her. As Molly begins to work on her story, she begins to find cracks in the facade of the seemingly perfect world and finds honesty in unexpected places. Carefully plotted and laid out, sometimes a little too much so, Where They Found Her uncovers secrets that were never meant to be found in the first place, and delves into some very disturbing subjects as Molly searches for the identity of the baby and unravels the twisted strands of lives that prove much closer to her home than she ever thought. So that is Where They Found Her by Kimberly McCrate.
Not quite available, am I correct?
You can put holds on it, and you would be the first one to get it.
Except for you, Jennifer. Okay. I'm not going to go there. There's my pet peeve that you keep hitting on.
No,
I want a book right now that you can... I'm going to give you a second book review today. I want another book review that somebody can go borrow right... You've whet their appetite so much that they want to go right now and start reading it right now.
Well, you know what? Take out Reconstructing Amelia, this author's first book.
There you go.
And it is... Amelia has killed herself.
Is this a prequel to this
book? It is not. It is completely different. It is an epistolary novel told...
What does that mean?
It means it's told through emails and letters and Facebook postings. It used to just be told through letters, but now it's also told through social media. And this woman's trying to find out why her daughter killed herself. Or did she really kill herself? Or was she murdered? And it's a single mother's...
I'm guessing she was murdered.
Struggle to find. Well, you keep guessing, Jim Thatch. I'm not going to spoil it. But if you are looking for a good book to read, or just really love books and want to know what's going on,
that I can start reading immediately,
we have a new link on our website. It is to the book page newsletter. Right now it's under Reader Services, but as of Monday it'll have a spot on the homepage for a little while. And it's bookpage.com. And it's a magazine that you can get. At some libraries do distribute it. We've chosen not to. But it has all kinds of book reviews, interviews, features. The National Book Critics Circle Awards were just announced. They were books published in 2014. And you can click on print edition and download the print edition of Book Page. And see, there's author interviews. Susan Mallory is on the cover of the March edition. There's an interview with Eric Larson, who's current book, Lusitania. He's a nonfiction author. Andrew Smith, a teen fiction author. Gertrude Rubin, a nonfiction self-help author. And it's chock full of all the new books that are out this month that for you to read about. You are with us, Jim Thatch, or not? No. Didn't think so.
I'm seeing how you do. You're flying without a net here, Jennifer.
I'm flying without a net. Terrific.
Let's see how you think on your feet.
Another book, but they're all checked out right now, but it's definitely worth putting a hold, is The Bookseller by Cynthia Swanson. This is her first novel. Kitty Miller is living a dream. It's 1962. She's unmarried. She lives in Denver, Colorado, and she and her best friend own a bookstore. But during the night, she dreams she's Katherine Anderson, a married woman with a couple of kids. And as it gets further into the novel, she can't tell what's reality, what's her dream, and which reality she really wants to live in.
A pet peeve of mine, Jennifer, another one, is when you can't trust the narrator.
They are called unreliable narrators, Jim Thatch, and there are plenty of them out there. Girl on a Train, that blockbuster runaway, unreliable as they come.
Well, I don't like that.
I can't help
going
that,
to say. I don't want to kill the bit here, but...
Just did. Thanks.
Okay, so you're recommending this book. What was the last title of that last book you said?
The Bookseller.
The Bookseller. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jennifer, in that radio meeting, they were talking about the mobile app, the 100 Radio mobile app.
Yeah, I think we should put that on our webpage.
Okay, I think we will.
Okay. But
the 100 County also has other mobile apps, Jennifer.
We do not.
We do. You didn't know this?
Imagine that.
The mobile library catalog is an app that you can use. Let me just preface this by saying, if you want to see all of our mobile apps, go to our webpage, aclibrary.us/adult/mobile.htm, and all these apps will be up and show you how to do this. The Overdrive Media Console, Jennifer, what does that do?
That allows our listeners to read ebooks or listen to audiobooks from your library on the go or at home.
Since it's a mobile app, Jennifer, we're concentrating on the go here.
On the go.
EBSCOhost, what does that app do?
It allows you to search for newspaper articles, magazine articles through the database that we provide to you.
So all these apps can be put on your phone or like iPad or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, One Click Digital.
That's another collection of audiobooks, downloadable audiobooks.
Reference USA?
That is a business and consumer reference research tool. whether you're looking for a job or looking to find all the companies that make dried apricots in the United States. Don't laugh, it's a real thing.
And finally, Zinio.
Zinio is our digital magazine collection. And it's the only thing Zinio is currently not compatible with is your Nook tablet. And Zinio and OneClick Digital have just revised their website. There used to be a frustrating two-step sign-in process. It has now been simplified to a one-step process to make it easier for everyone.
So you may or may not have known that we have an extensive online magazine collection. You can read magazines, the complete magazine. Is that correct, Jennifer?
That is correct.
And online.
Some pages you can print if you don't want to have your tablet there while you're cooking dinner and you've downloaded a recipe.
So this is something to definitely check out. Of course, it's free if you have a Hunterdon County Library card. Jennifer, here's just some examples of some magazines. ESPN, the magazine, Country Living, Family Circle, Good Housekeeping, Esquire, Cosmopolitan, 17, the Oprah magazine, Macworld and PC World, National Geographic, Field and Stream, Newsweek, Country Gardens, Digital Photo, Car and Driver, Boating, Forbes, Bicycling, Games, Mental Floss, etc., etc. So go to our webpage and check out the full list.
And I would like to point out that National Geographic and National Geographic Traveler are both interactive, so there are a lot of hot links to videos and other outside information.
Hot links, like if our listeners aren't careful, they'll burn themselves?
No. Like they're live links that would go to a video, say, of giraffes, about giraffes or something or another.
And one quickly, I think we have a little time, don't we, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
We have a museum pass program sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, where you can go to local museums. We have a few select ones. We're growing this program every day, where we give you free passes to local museums, including the Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton, New Jersey, the American Museum of Natural History, the Creole Experience, which is just a discounted admission available, the Red Mill Museum Village, the Intrepid Air, Sea, and Space Museum in New York City, the Da Vinci Science Center, which is very popular, in Allentown, PA, the Zimmerilli Art Museum at Rutgers, Liberty Hall Museum in Union, and the Museum of the City of New York in New York. Jennifer, how would you go about getting one of these free museum passes?
You would go to hclibrary.us and click on Museum Pass Program, which is on the front page. And it takes you to a page, and it says reserve the pass. You can reserve it by museum or by date. So say you wanted to click on reserve by museum. You want to go to the American Museum of Natural History. You would click on that, and then a calendar would appear for the next 90 days. And you would click on the date that you for which you want to reserve it. Enter your barcode number. And then the day before you want to go, after 2 o'clock, you come in, and you check out your passes. And natural history is a bad example because they're vouchers and they're consumable. But the other vouchers have to be back. The other passes need to be back the day after by 11 o'clock, the day after you use it.
Consumable, so Jennifer.
Yes, they're used up. They take your vouchers away from you.
Okay. You don't eat them when you're done.
No. Before, when we were talking about the apps, I do want to mention that until Monday, we had been part of a consortium which gave us additional ebooks.
You're just throwing every big word at me today, aren't you?
A group of other libraries in the north part of the county, north part of the state, that provided a second collection of downloadable audiobooks and ebooks. And we have been slowly building our own collection to lessen the population that is using these magazines, these books and audiobooks, to try and lower the holds list. And our transition is complete. We are only using the EHCL collection. We have purchased some titles that were on the digital library collection that we did not have, so that our patrons who had holds on those books, on those ebooks and downloadable ebooks, can still have those holds. So our collection of ebooks and audiobooks has grown quite a lot over the weekend. So definitely check that out. hclibrary.us, click on digital collections, and click on EHCL.
Last thing I want to say for today, Jennifer, I'm leafing through Hunterdon Living. It's a new glossy magazine put out by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I guess it's available throughout the county if you want a copy.
Except
I guess you can
library.
By the chamber offices. But I flipped open to a page, coincidentally, at the Holcomb Jimison Museum. I see Hank Snyder and a couple of the other museum volunteers there, and just wanted to make a note that there is a display currently at the Hunter County Library through the month of March and April with artifacts from the Holcomb Jimison Museum. So if you can't actually get to the museum, just stop by the library, and they have a lot of interesting artifacts in our display cases near the CD cases, which, FYI, we have CDs that you can borrow as well, Jennifer.
We have music CDs you can borrow, yes.
So that's the Holcomb Jimison display. We also have a very excellent, Jennifer, wood carving display in our lobby display cases.
We do.
There's a Noah's Ark there that you just have to see.
You have to see it. And I spoke to the man who carved it the other evening. His name is Paul Stout. And he's made two of these Noah's Arks for his two granddaughters. And there are little animals, and he's working on, I believe, lions, he said, for this year.
Absolutely incredible. And he was like, he's just like a novice woodworker. How did he describe himself to you?
He's a hobbyist.
Okay.
I've known him for many years, and he helped my father build a mirror 25 years ago or 20 years ago.
Just incredible, though.
Yeah, it's the detail.
It's worth the trip to the library to see this wood-carved Noah's Ark in our display case.
Absolutely, yes.
And then, of course, we have the 100 and Tricentennial mural hanging behind the circulation desk, which I believe is getting ready to put a plaque up, honoring the people that made that happen.
And if you walk up our main staircase, we usually have a quilt or two hanging up. And right now there's two Asian-inspired quilts.
So what you're saying, Jennifer, is a lot of little surprises around every corner at the Huntington County Library. You don't know what to expect.
You know what? Write that down. That's a good tagline. We'll have to consider that for our advertising. I'm serious.
And we're also working on the annual report, which I think I'm going to call. I liked that suggestion in our PR meeting where we're going to call it the Huntington County Library Scrapbook for 2015. Set of annual report.
Okay.
I'm going to go with it.
All right. You go with that, Jim. Well, thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A draft nuclear accord is reportedly being negotiated between the U.S. and Iran, which would force Iran to cut hardware that could be used to make an atomic bomb by 40%. The deal would also cap Iran's uranium centrifuges at 6,000 for a decade. But Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch says he's concerned about what will happen to the centrifuges Iran would give up.
Will any of them be dismantled? Will they go into a closet? Will they go into an attic? Will they be readily available for Iran at the expiration of the deal?
The draft deal would also offer the Iranians immediate relief from sanctions that have crippled their economy. 9 people have been arrested in connection with yesterday's attack on the National Museum in Tunisia. At least one of the attackers was known to authorities, according to AP correspondent Angela Charlton.
Tunisia's prime minister says that one of the gunmen who killed all these tourists in the museum had been known to intelligence services.
23 people were killed. 18 were foreign tourists. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Tellys, Jaguars, P-Basses, Amps, Acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Swedish police say a shooting inside a restaurant in Gothenburg, Sweden's second largest city, killed at least two people.